Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the gospel reading, our Lord tells us that he has come not to call the self-righteous, but sinners. Well, you know, thanks be to God, because we all fall into that category. You know, unfortunately, there are probably many of us who also fit into the other category, that is, you know, thinking ourselves to be self-righteous. Not that we are, you know, by ourselves self-righteous. You know, in our pride, we sometimes think of ourselves, you know, to be that way. And if this is the case, you know, what the Lord has to do is to work with us to get all of that out of us so that we become truly humble, so that we recognize our sinfulness and our weakness. Then we will turn to him. We will no longer think that we can do things by ourselves, but rather recognize that all goodness and all righteousness within us comes from the Lord. But if we take our eyes off the Lord and start saying things to ourselves like, you know, I'm never going to commit that sin again, or I'm finally over all of this, be careful. That means that we're about to fall right back into our old pattern of self-righteousness. You know, we must keep our focus on the Lord. When we read the lives of the saints, you know, they don't talk about themselves as being wonderful. No, just the opposite. They always talk about the Lord, because they know that he's the only way that they can do what they do. You know, the holier one becomes, the more dependent that person becomes on the Lord. You know, we realize that it is the Lord who chose us because we are sinners. He chose us because we are weak, because he couldn't find anyone worse than us. Well, let us never forget that, and let us never become caught up in ourselves, because the fact of the matter is we are still weak. And we still fall if left to ourselves. Always keep this little verse in mind. You know, I did not come to call the self-righteous, but sinners.